Good morning. Warm air with tropical humidity prevailed overnight into early this morning, with scattered showers, some bursts of rain, and rumbles of thunder. Most everyone waking up already well into the 70s. More showers and thunderstorms are on the way early this morning, some with torrential downpours producing localized flash flooding as a cold front begins to approach from the north and west, and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a trough digs into southern Canada and the Great Lakes. During the first half of the day, the front and the trough will both converge over interior New York and New England, and more showers and thunderstorms are likely through the early to mid part of the afternoon. Any one of these thunderstorms could produce some gusty wind and certainly heavier downpours along with frequent lightning. Temperatures will struggle but still climb into the lower 80s in most spots, with tropical humidity remaining in place until the front passes through later on in the afternoon. As that front passes by, we'll see an end to the showers and thunderstorms from northwest to southeast during the second part of the day, although a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain into the evening hours, especially into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. In these locations, the clearing trend will not take place until after dark tonight. As we get into the night, the rest of the region will clear out from the showers and storms, and the humidity will drop region-wide as the clouds depart as well. With the front sweeping off the eastern seaboard tonight, we'll see temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a beautiful stretch of weather heading through the middle and latter portion of the week, mostly sunny skies Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with much lower and comfortable humidity, highs in the lower 80s Wednesday and middle 80s Thursday and Friday. The next front will approach with just the outside risk of a thunderstorm late in the day on Saturday in the mid-80s, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue along and ahead of that front as it shifts eastward from the Ohio Valley into the eastern United States today. Some of these storms may be capable of producing severe weather or heavy to excessive rainfall here in the northeast and down to the south and west. Out west, moisture associated with an upper-level area of energy moving through the northern Rockies this evening into the northern plains tomorrow will interact with a surface boundary draped across the high plains to produce showers and thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorms and flash flooding are both possible within some of these storms. In the southwest, monsoonal moisture, though, will continue through the short-range period, resulting in mainly diurnally driven showers and storms with heavy to excessive rainfall possible there. Temperature-wise, portions of the west will have to endure another day of sweltering heat, with afternoon highs approaching or exceeding 100 degrees. This is as much as 10 to 15 degrees above normal, with many locations from northern California to central Washington under heat advisories or excessive heat warnings. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 59 degrees, with a west wind at 35, gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 77 degrees, the dew point 71, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Boston mostly cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. And in Buffalo, gradually clearing skies with lower humidity building in and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 96 degrees, the low 69. The average temperature, 83, that's 11 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 0.58, which is still 1.53 inches below normal. And with 17.92 inches of precipitation since the first of the year, we're still 2.76 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. the record high 99 set in 1900 and the record low 45 set both in 1974 and in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening 8:30 p.m., 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. A few evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and storms tonight, then clearing towards sunrise, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. A few evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. Showers and storms tonight, then clearing towards sunrise with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Evening showers and storms, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday with lower humidity, highs in the middle and upper 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm late Saturday, mid-80s. More showers and storms Sunday around 80, and scattered showers and storms on Monday as well, with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.